John, let's talk about the best way to set a diamond that maybe doesn't have the best cutting.
Well, there's tricks to any kind of setting. If you have a diamond that has an inclusion that's off to one side, you want to cover it with a prong, which is commonly done. But one of the real tricks is when you have an odd-shaped diamond cut, and you want to make that look as good as possible. And there's several different ways to make an illusion setting, so to speak, to sort of straighten things up. Like if you have a cushion cut that's off a little bit or long, you can actually illusion set that to make it look like it's just perfect. And that's done with halos with different sized diamonds going around it, large in the corners, tapering down, and then large in the corner again. There's tricks to all that stuff. And it's just about knowing somebody that knows how to do it.
Right. And I remember seeing a beautiful old Tiffany ring from the 1940s, and it was kind of, it was over 6 carats, but the emerald cut was kind of long and skinny. What they did is they nicely slotted up to it these trapezoid diamonds. They made the center of the stone
appear wider than
it is. Yeah, the illusion of it being wider than it actually was. And then, of course, the overall effect on the ring was the ring looked much more impressive in size. So it went from
a six carat to
looking more like a 10.
So you need somebody with an artistic eye that knows diamonds, diamond shapes, proportions, and just basic art. I mean, it's got to look good. And
Well, I remember what you did with those long, skinny marquee diamonds, and both in color and in diamond, actually colored gemstones and diamonds.
That worked out good.
Where you set it east and west across the top of the finger and then put stones in the corner of it. It was just such a successful look.
Made it longer than it was. And it was a long diamond too. It was long and narrow. I go, hey, this is going to, you know, what am I going to do to make this look really, really good and make people want to buy it? Because it looks so good. And they did. I mean, it was a good looking ring. It worked all the way around. It was an 18 carat. I had yellow diamonds near the tips of the marquee that even lengthened it out even more. So it went across the top of the finger, and it's just like this nice flow of white and then tips of yellow in 18 carat. The bezel was in platinum for the diamond. So it had this white for the diamond.
Well, that's always the nicest thing if the stone is anywhere near colorless.
Right.
It kind of finishes the edge of a stone sometimes to have a bezel around it, depending upon how you're setting it. Other stones,
bezels are good for protection if you have a thin girdle. But another trick for setting is like if you have a yellow diamond that's a little faint, it's not particularly bright or intense yellow, and you want to give it a better look, what you do is you make a setting that's got a little cup underneath it that has a cleaning port, little hole in the bottom, but you take that cup on the inside, you 24 karat plate it. And then when you set the diamond in there, it reflects all that back out. So you get it, all of a sudden you have an intense yellow diamond, and it's not really an intense yellow. So you have to be careful when you're buying diamonds and colored stones that you get a GI report stating what color it really is and get familiar with it, because what you're looking at...
Right, then go to a good jewelry designer to enhance the look of the yellow.
Right. I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. One is you can make it look better. If you're on your own, take it to a good jeweler. And when you're buying them, be careful that you know that there's tricks in this that make things look, you know, they have more color.
Right.
Like if you take some pink diamonds, you're going to, you know, put rose gold behind it.
Right.
To enhance the color. So it's all about balance.
And it's the same way with colored gemstones as well. I know a lot of times I'll see emeralds set in 18 karat yellow gold. And maybe that's the setter finds it easier to put prongs on emeralds or other softer material.
Yeah. You want platinum or 18 karat for emeralds, let me tell you.
Right. Do well with the contrasting color prongs, and other times they do well with the blending color of prongs to the stone.
True. It depends on the color of the stone, the intensity of the color, if it's a poor color or a really great color. There's an art to it all. It's actually very complicated. And then when you get something that really works, you're happy.
Yes.
You're proud of it.
Well, it's a nice way when you repurpose stones that people don't feel bad about things they inherited necessarily that maybe aren't top of the line, but you certainly can change them into something that makes them look that way.
Yep, you sure can.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Virginia.
Well, you're very welcome, John. Talk soon.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.